What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Welcome and thank you for coming today to the Buffalo Central Terminal. We've been so excited for this day to show you more about our $33 million construction project happening now, thanks to the Regional Revitalization Partnership, and to talk to you about the next phase of development. We live and breathe our mission to reuse the Buffalo Central Terminal as an economic and cultural hub for and with our neighbors. I'm honored to be here representing the Buffalo Central Terminal, along with our chair, James Morrell. I am Monica Pellegrino-Fakes, the executive director. I'm also joined here by John Gelati, one of our board members, my colleagues Drew Canfield and Trey Bankhead, and we're honored to have Mayor Scanlon with us today, Ben Upshaw from our development team, Thomas O'Neill White, representing the majority leader, Crystal Peoples-Stokes, Dr. Kaylee Johnson, representing State Senator April Baskin, and Tyler Meekus from Buffalo Construction Consultants. We're here standing before our living landmark, which is loved by this city and admired by a nation. We can't underestimate how much this place is loved and how that love has saved this placed for the time we have today on a major development and major construction project. Together with our supporters near and far, we're making a new future, and it's happening now. We also want to thank our neighbors in Broadway Fillmore, our volunteers, the City of Buffalo for the strong partnership we have, and again, the Regional Revitalization Partnership, which is a combination of state and philanthropic funding. We want to thank Governor Hochul and our state legislators and our philanthropic funders, the Ralph C. Wilson Foundation, ESL, Max and Marion Farish Charitable Foundation, Five Star Bank. I know the list is long, but these people love our project. Key Bank, William and Sheila Konar Foundation, M&T Bank, and the John R. Oshai Foundation. Now, I'm honored to present Mayor Scanlon, who will give us a few words.
Thank you, and good afternoon, everyone. I'm extremely excited to be here to announce and discuss the continuing and ongoing progress here at the Central Terminal. I just want to thank all those who are in part of this, and thank them for their dedication and their commitment to this project. The Central Terminal Restoration Corporation and its development team, led by C.B. Emanuel, are moving forward with a new future for the mail and baggage building and the post office buildings, which will transform this space and convert this space into 100 affordable and attainable housing units, which will highlight the continued stabilization and development here at Buffalo Central Terminal. Buffalo Central Terminal has always been an important part of Buffalo's history and culture. And this redevelopment plan this transformative, multi-phased redevelopment plan of $300 million will bring new life into this iconic architectural landmark, preserving our history while building for our future, while driving economic growth here in the Broadway Fillmore neighborhood, generating jobs, attracting new businesses, and welcoming new residents to this historically under-resourced community. I want to thank Monica Pellegrino and everyone at the Central Terminal Restoration Corps, Governor Kathy Hochul and her team, Empire State Development, CB Emanuel Realty, and all of the other partners who are playing a role in this redevelopment of this iconic structure. Our dedication at the City of Buffalo is firm when it comes to this project, and I want to thank the City's Office of Strategic Planning, which has worked closely in collaboration with the CTRC. We've actively participated in the RFP process, which selected the experienced and visionary development team of CB Manual Realty, the Alexander Company, and Rise Community Capital. In addition to that, the City of Buffalo's Division of Real Estate is actively working with the Restoration Corporation to finalize a designated developer agreement for the city-owned property of 59 Memorial Drive, a parcel which will be filed with the Buffalo Common Council later this week. This project continues positive momentum in the Broadway Fillmore neighborhood and will complement the $10 million award that the City of Buffalo received from New York State for their Downtown Revitalization Initiative, which is specifically designed for Broadway Fillmore. In addition to that, there's other early successes such as the Eckerts Building Adaptive Reuse Project, Plater Gardens Infill Project, and the Broadway Market Redevelopment. So today, I just want everyone to know that the City of Buffalo stands firm in its partnership with the BTRC, with the development team, in our commitment to ensure that this project it continues to move forward. As I mentioned, we are all very familiar with the historic nature and the iconic nature of this project and this property, and we want to make sure that we continue to breathe new life into it right here in the Broadway Fillmore neighborhood. To talk a little bit more about the project and the BTRC right now, I'd like to welcome to the podium James Merrill.
Thank you, Mayor. Appreciate it. Thank you. Good afternoon. Let's take a moment. What a great time to be in the City of Buffalo, as well as the Broadway Fillmore area. This is a wonderful, momentous time. Take a backdrop of this. They're working on the masonry, the Buckhost elevator. That's a major significant piece in the redevelopment of the Central Terminal. To be able to get up to the top of this building to make sure that it is stabilized and ready for development. We're on momentum. We're doing it. This is something that we've been waiting for a long time, and it's happening. As Monica indicated, we're in the midst of a $33 million project that, by the way, the public may not see what's happening with this construction. But what it's doing is it's getting ready for the developer to come in. And I'm not going to steal your thunder there, Ben, but this is a great time, and we're getting ready. Some of the things that we're doing, we're removing the asbestos. We're making sure that it's stabilized and to keep the rainwater out. We're fixing the Gustafino tiles, thousands and thousands of tiles. And what we want to do by 27 is to open up the main concourse of this building. We want to reactivate this space. And I think we're going at it at a correct pace. It's being done in phases. It's something that we feel is the right thing to do. This is something that's needed, not only for the City of Buffalo, but for this community, the Broadway Fillmore community. It's been an anchor many years ago, and it will continue to be an anchor. So what's about to happen? Well, our developer, CB Emanuel, is going to come up and give you an update on where we are in terms of other projects on this campus. We're looking to do some major renovations and to continue to activate this area here. This is something that's been in the works for many years. Our board is ready. We have staff, and the administration of the Central Terminal Restoration Corporation that has the wherewithal and the ability to get this project done. So with that, I want to thank you. Continue to support us. And now I want to introduce Ben Upshaw, our developer with CB Emanuel.
Good afternoon, everyone. To the Honorable Mayor Scanlon, to the Office of Majority Leader Crystal Peoples Stokes, to Senator April Baskins, all officials and residents of the city of Buffalo, good afternoon. Good afternoon, and thank you for letting me address you for a few minutes this afternoon. The Central Terminal is an integral part of the cultural fabric of Buffalo. And one of the things that is special about the Central Terminal is I believe that it represents our past and it symbolizes our future. As a young person that used to come through this neighborhood, you could see this majestic structure as you pass through this neighborhood. And even though I never entered this building until I was designated as a developer, I knew it was a special place. And it's still special. 40 some years after the last train pulled away, people come to this facility to honor and pay respect and enjoy this neighborhood. And I think that's a distinct sign of something. It's the sign that when we are in a special place. And because it is special, it is deserving of the time, attention, and resources that it is now getting under the tutelage and under the guiding hand of the Central Terminal Restoration Corporation, the City of Buffalo, as well as the State of New York. So many times in my life, when we see projects like this, and I've been involved in a number of them, you can look at them and say, wow, that's a lot of work that needs to be done. But one of the things that I think that makes this project especially challenging, but yet special, are the number of hands and the number of people that are devoted to it. And that was one of the guiding principles that we decided would be a part of our initiative, would be to work with people that wanted to work with us and had similar and like minds. So the State of New York and the City of Buffalo are here today, and they're partnering with us and the Central Terminal Restoration Corporation in our efforts to not only restore this part of our history, but to make it relevant for the future. With this notion, we're proud to announce our efforts are underway on a number of exciting uses for the mail and baggage building, as well as for the remaining buildings that are on the city's parcel. And those uses include residential housing, they include some commercial space, and potentially light industrial uses as well. We think those uses are appropriate for the site, and we'll be looking forward to submitting a concept paper towards the state later this year in the hopes of starting construction in the next 1 to 2 years. So these things are exciting things to look forward to, and I can't thank you enough for being here this afternoon. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mayor Scanlon, James, Ben. We're thrilled to have worked so hard together to get to this moment with you where we could announce this major initiative. We want to take some time for questions and answers, and then there's an opportunity for two groups to go up on the buck hoist. You'll get a training from Buffalo Construction Consultants, and Trey is going to help us curate which groups are going up. We can go up in two groups of five. Anyone have questions now? Yes. Yes, this is the mail and baggage building. This one right adjacent to us, and then the post office building is the lower one. We have, it is pointing, and we have Tyler Mekas from Buffalo Construction Consultants that can talk a little bit about the masonry.
Yeah, thank you. So what you can actually see going on behind you here right now is our masons are working on a lot of work on those plaza walls there behind you. They're currently working on tuck pointing, on repairing the walls. Pretty soon in the next week to two, you're going to see some of those large pieces that are on the top. Those are going to get tagged and cataloged and be removed. Those are going to be preserved and saved. And then later this year, we're going to be doing some work on top of that plaza. And that work is going to be two-pronged, right? So the first part is going to be able to set all those pieces back on a nice new curb, but then also address some of the plaza problems that exist and occur, which involve being able to get people back in the front door and to be able to essentially service that with trucks and emergency vehicles and a drop-off zone. So that is all work that we're going to be working on tackling this year into next year and having all done and ready for usage in 2027.
Could you spell your name and title again?
Sure. Tyler Mekus, M-E-K-U-S, Senior Project Manager. Yes.
This is the first, you talked for a while about in general about reuses of buildings and potential uses. This sounds like the first specific down to number of units for any part of it. Is that correct?
That's correct. Yes. And this is a solid development plan with a solid, strong development team, and all based on the master plan that we created with our neighbors.
Monica, what will you put the tower?
Pardon?
The main tower, when will you put that out to bid to see who's going to redevelop that?
And, well, CB Emanuel has been selected as the developer with Rise Community Capital and the Alexander Group for the entire campus. So as Ben said, it's large and phased, and they are starting with the mail and baggage and the post office while we concurrently invest in the main terminal building with our regional revitalization funding.
Ballpark, when do you expect this entire campus to be done?
We'd have to get out our crystal ball for that one, James.
So, you know, we had an estimate of about $300 million, and as you know, construction costs goes up, right? But what we have is an experienced developer that will move the project along, and as we face different obstacles, you know, because this is 40 something years, right? So as they come along, we'll try to do economies of scale, making sure that we can get it done. But as I said earlier, we're phasing this in properly. This is something that's concurrent. And yes, the costs are going to go up. We know that. But we have an experienced developer. We have an experienced team that will move this project along.
Are you confident you can get financing for this? I mean, there's a lot of other project developers that are struggling right now, and they have very deep pockets.
Absolutely.
Do you want to come up?
So I would say a couple of things. Number one, it is common knowledge. We all know that construction costs have gone up and that financing is tight. But in our case, what we're trying to do is trying to look at each phase and maximizing the government financing that is available for that specific component of the project. And by doing that, we're hoping that we're going to start closing some of the gaps that normally exist for other projects. So, for instance, the way to kind of do this is to maximize each building to get the maximum amount of tax credits per building versus per project. And to phase it. By phasing it, we think we'll be able to handle it.
So, ideally, when would you actually be able to put in 57
So I would say that 2027 is what we're shooting for to actually start major work.
On the mail and baggage.
I'm sorry. Yeah. So that will take time, because what will happen is we have to hire the construction manager. We have to go through a whole different series of events. But some of the time it would be is that we submit a concept paper this year, which is 2025, and somewhere between 2026 and 2027 we would start. 2027 being the kind of the outward date.
And how long does the build-out?
Something like this is 2 years, man, minimum.
So you have to understand, and Monica mentioned that concurrently, this building is being worked on, right? So at some point, mid-27, we will activate, our goal is to activate the concourse, to have events, to be able to drive up on top of the parking garage, drop people off, and have events in this concourse. And that's how many people? 1,500? 1,200?
Yep.
All right? That's a lot of people. And that's something that we're striving for. And just think about it. That's within a year and a half. Right. But, you know, it goes really quick. Right. But having a great construction crew here working solid, a great team, this is something that I think that we will move forward with.
Yeah. Do you have an idea of how much this alone will cost? And are you looking at historic tax credits and brownfield? What are you looking at for financing?
Sure. So for this particular building, we're looking at brownfield tax credits, historic tax credits, both federal and state. And there's some other tax credits that are in flux because of the federal financing sources are kind of in flux right now. So those are kind of the main ones that we're looking at. And then we'll also look to get funds from HCR and subsidized mortgages from the New York State Housing and Community and Renewal Agency.
Do you have an idea of the cost of just this?
Well, that is in flux. Like everything else right now in real estate, we believe it's somewhere in the neighborhood of $80 million just for this, the portion that we're talking about. And I do want to say it is an estimate, and it is in flux because that's kind of the environment that we're in. But we will be hiring and working with a construction manager that will help us with finalize our final numbers, and that will be part of our concept paper when we submit to New York State Housing and Community Renewal.
Did you have any federal funding as part of this project?
Our funding is currently state funding. I mean, certainly we're concerned about the current complexity, and it brings an additional challenge to an already challenging project. But we're plowing ahead.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit amazon.com/prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. amazon.com/prime.